Hello everybody, and welcome to Jean-Luc Walking, episode I can't remember. I think it's number 3. apparently, a thing people do is announce what date it is currently when they're recording the thing they're recording. So, the current date is November 29th, 2015. Whoop-de-doo. Super exciting. Anyway. So apparently this program that I'm using to record, app, whatever, you know, it records two separate streams. So, I guess my phone has like two microphones, of which it's like recording both, which I had no idea. That's news to me, but yeah. But yeah, it was really weird to listen to because the default whatever, it just mapped one to left and one to right. And one of them had a lot less wind noise. So I used that one in the actual thing I posted. But, and the three Picards at once, I, didn't bother to do just one channel. So that's how they are. That's why there's differences between the left and right. I might leave a recording, or the post an audio file that is not modified to use only one of them so that you can sort of hear the difference, but you probably don't want the whole podcast because it's actually kind of annoying to listen to. Or maybe that's just me, so. I mean, it's not very hard, so I guess I'll post the entire podcast. Why not, right? Editing consists of not very much. That's awesome. It's pretty much just chomp off up front. Maybe not even that on this one. Took me like 3 seconds to start, so you know. But lots of Christmas lights around, so that's cool. Cool. You know? It's kinda cool. Anyway. And again, going to read through the comments on the previous one. So there's one from this one guy, Jean-Luc, says, I did it again, and then has a link to an audio file. What's up with that? Aren't I so funny? And then Nun from Hell. What was that about my username? Which makes it sound like it's a bad thing. But then there's a smiley face, so apparently it's a good thing. Man, it is foggy. I have like a flashlight and I can friggin' see the beam of light. It's awesome. I have a lightsaber! Oh yeah, and I got the exclusive story of them getting that name. Which, yeah, you can go read it if you want. Because apparently adding a dark meaning is their thing. Oh, and the high-pitched voice is cracking you up. Why, thank you! Moment, you're talking about the weird sounds at the house. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Well, if you tell me the timestamp, then I can listen to it again. And, see what you're talking about, but I don't know. Also, I can see, like, little specks in the air.
with my flashlight. Like, oh, I guess that's what fog is, isn't it?
I'm a genius, guys. I figured it out. Well, I tapped my phone with my flashlight. I apologize. And apparently the three times Picard mixed their brain confused. So that's good.
That, I guess that was pretty much the goal.
I had fun listening to it. It was mostly on accident. Basically, that one ended up being three separate recordings. And when I put them into Audacity, it made them all start at once. And so that's what I heard. And had a lot of laughs. So awesome. I'm glad I could make you go. Because that's how you laugh, right? 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 If I say right enough, then it's right, right? 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 A Raspberry Pi in a day. That's such a hand. Sorry about that. Forget that it makes a whole bunch of noise. Yeah, the actual Raspberry Pi I was talking about is spelled Pi as in like the mathematical constant Pi. P-I with no E. But it is meant to, you know, sound like a Raspberry Pi. And yeah, you know, it's occasional demonic rituals. You know, it's a hobby of mine. But utterly failed to make a detailed response. Okay. It's fine, don't worry about it. Wow, that sounded really real. What? I'll have to that, but it seemed like it sounded scarily real. Okay. Another thing to put on my resume. Can sob convincingly. So that's good. You know, when you're an employer, it's the thing you want, right? An employee who can sob convincingly is like a good thing somehow, right? Right? Right, 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 right. Should probably stop doing that. But, you know. So yeah, that's oh yeah, an awesome ambience. Yeah. I mean, you know, awesome ambience. I think I said awesome ambience during the thing, but I can't remember. Memory? What's that? Pretty sure, but I don't know. And that's all two comments that were left on the post. So yeah. I guess that's it. I guess there's only two people who listen. Because that's totally how it works, right? Actually, look at the download counts. I'm not sure how many people have downloaded. It'd be interesting to find out. Although, I think it's possible that just looking at the thread would count as a download. In which case, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. That sounds better. Alright, quick poll. I don't know, bro. Or I don't know, bro. Which one's better, objectively? Don't try and mix any opinions into this. Just, which one's objectively better? Which one's better as an object? Okay? Just to be clear, first choice, I don't know, bruh. Second choice, I don't know, bro. And, secret not so hidden third choice, I don't know, bro. No way, that sounds too much like the second one. I don't new brew. Yeah, let's go with that. Hidden third choice, I don't new brew. Hidden, not so hidden, you know. But, so those are your choices. Those are your two choices. Plus secret, not so secret, hidden, not so hidden, third choice. And, yeah, so make your decision wisely. And I'm going to into my flashlight because it's entertaining to watch. Whoa. Dude, I can still see the smoke of my breath. Like, as it travels, it's getting more and more faint. But, like, I can still see it. That's cool. Like, it eventually fades away, but... yeah, anyway. I wonder if that looks weird. You saw a person just, like, pointing a flashlight into the air and staring at it. Staring into the, like, air that the flashlight was pointing at. Would you think that was weird? Dude, you can even see it in the clouds. That's crazy. Like, I guess that's just because the clouds are so low, right? Not the cups, not the plastic cups. They're just, like, low, as in low down, you know? Because, of course, people would confuse that. What do you mean? Of course people would. But, yeah, I feel like I don't have enough to talk about. You guys should ask me questions. Doesn't have to be, like, related to anything, really. It's questions, you know? I already explained my toplomancy adventures. Ooh. There's a found dog sign, so that's nice. Wait, what? Okay, why? What? Okay. This says found dog. It says found. F-O-U-N-D. But then it says last seen, and if you have any information, please contact this person. Like, and then a phone number. I think they mixed up found and lost. which is very confusing. This is unfortunate, though, that they lost their dog. Huh. You know, I have no idea where I am. That's interesting. If I just walk in a direction, I'll eventually get somewhere, right? I'm pretty sure I have the maps downloaded onto my phone. Because, like, Google Maps has a thing where you can, like, cache maps so you don't need internet to access them. And Wi-Fi usually works pretty much everywhere I've ever had to try it, so I'm pretty sure I'm good. You know, pretty sure. And the reason I'm saying it like that is because it expels more air to be looked at pleasurably. Pleasurably. It still doesn't quite make sense. Like, you don't look at something well? Do you look at something pleasurably? Is that even a word, pleasurably? I'm not sure it is. Pleasurably. Pleasurably. I don't think that's a word. Huh. Okay. Oh, yeah. There was something I was going to talk about. I should write these things down or something. I'm doing an RSS feed for Till Podcast and JLW. Prepper RSS feed. Also so that I can upload it to iTunes. Or whatever, so that people can get it on iTunes. Which unfortunately means they have to get iTunes. Can't like do it through their site or something. But I have to like install Wine and stuff and you know. Oh yeah, here we go. So not lost anymore, so that's good. Am I? Wait, what? Oh no, it's just really foggy, so I almost didn't recognize this. But no, it is where I think it is. Anyway. Like, you can almost not tell the word I'm saying, but it almost sounds right, like a just different accent. Anyway. Oh, I was just talking about, like, I don't know, it's just... Anyway. If you don't like what you see, then I'll do it anyway. I'll do it anyway. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Oh, wow. Gosh, this is like, after a shower, it's so foggy. Jeez. Wow. That is weird. I'm just having fun watching little droplets. Because when I look in front of my flashlight, I can see all of them. It's awesome. And they swirl and stuff, and it's cool! Hi, car! You got stuff sticking out your trunk and you're loud. Meh. So you're supposed to do the cars, right? Just like yell at them? Because they can totally hear me. Scares me. I burped. But, you know. It's a light. Ain't it beautiful? Beautiful. I wonder where this is. I mean, I haven't walked very far from where I know where I am, but like, I'm exploring! Yay! Whoop-de-doo, I'm exploring! Oh, hey, look, another car. It's coming up. Oh man, the car's coming up. Oh man, oh, it's going by! Oh my gosh! Oh, now it's going by. Okay, now it's gone. Now it's passing. Yep. Now it's pretty much gone. Now it's out of sight. Was that exciting, guys? Were you hyped? Did you feel the suspense of the car going by? Oh yeah, RSS feed. So I could like get a service to do it all for me, But nah, I'm just going to do it myself. And likely there will also be a blog sort of thingy, which is, nothing's like actually bloggy, just a site for Tol Podcast, which has a blog post-like thingy for each podcast with a description and show notes and stuff. And then something similar for Jean-Luc Walking. Except that it won't have show notes, because... no. That's why. You can just Google stuff, because that's what I'd be doing anyway, you know. But, yeah. Like, if I had to make show notes for this, I would not be able to do this every day. I'm not going to do it every... Well, I don't know. Am I going to do this every day? That is a question that may or may not have an answer. It's a question. Ain't that interesting? Question. Questions, man. Questions. And if you're a woman, then questions, woman. Questions. And, if you're other, then, questions, other. Questions. There we go. Got them all set. I'm sorry, I don't mean to, like, offend anybody. It's just... I say stuff, yeah? It just comes out of my mouth. That's pretty much the noise it makes. You know, close enough. But, yeah. Mouth noises. Noises coming out of my mouth. That was like sort of a burp. Oh, just stop sign. Better stop. Full and complete stop. Look both ways. Oh, there's a car coming. Okay, I'll wait for it. Okay. Now I can go. There we go. Gotta follow the rules and regulations of the road, you know? Doesn't matter if you're a ped, which is short for pedestrian. Oh, yeah! The thing I keep... Logo for Jean-Luc Walking. There! God damn it. Question is, what should the logo be for Jean-Luc Walking? I mean, obviously, like, a pair of legs making a walking motion. But, like, what else? You know? Like, maybe. Maybe the podcast isn't... I still feel weird calling it a podcast. I don't know. It just doesn't feel worthy of the name. But, maybe, like, now, since it's only had, like, 3 episodes, it's just sort of gray. And then as I do more things, I add more things to the logo. The reason I want a logo is because I think iTunes requires one. I know the reason I say I think because I didn't actually, like, check if they absolutely require it. But it's a good idea, you know, to have one. And have one that's, you know, somewhat recognizable and unique. So I like that I could do that. Unique. I don't know. It just sounds cool. Especially because it like echoes, although you can't really hear that. Or I don't know. Maybe you can hear that. I don't have a feedback thingamajigger. Thingamajigger. Alright, I want you people to explain this to me. I've seen it before. But I don't get it. These people put these covers on their windshield. And they're just like regular fabric. And like it just covers the windshield. I don't get it. What's the point? The piece of fabric that covers the windshield. What? Can somebody explain this to me? I just passed by a car that has it. But like it doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you even want that? You know? She's debating whether or not to bring water this time. Because the plus side is that then I don't get thirsty. The minus side is I have to carry around water until I get thirsty. And then I have to carry around the bottle until I'm done. And there's like no good place to put it. Like if I put it in a coat pocket, then my coat's like way down on one side. It's like, ugh. But I'm already thirsty and I'm only like some number of minutes in. You know, a number. 25 minutes in. Almost 26. But, yeah. So that number. I don't know how long it'll be. Basically until I get super tired and then go home. And that's... If anyone ever asks, oh, what's the usual length of a GLW episode? It's like, oh, it's, until he gets tired and then goes home. I'd be like, what? And it's like, and then when they say what, what you need to do is do, like, the chicken thing. You know? It sounded like there's people, but I don't think there is. That's weird. Maybe they're, like, in the garage course. Garage is closed! But anyway, you need to, like, you know, put your hand pretty much under your armpit and then do the little squawky thingy. Remember, this is all when they ask you what after you've explained to them how the lengths of the JLW episodes go. Okay? Do that with both arms. And then I want you to loudly say, peacocks are not a conspiracy. Okay? You got that? Peacocks are not a conspiracy. So full exchange. It's going to go like, however they phrase the question, you know. Oh, how long is the usual Jean-Luc walking episode? And you say, oh, it's... He walks until he gets tired and then he goes home. Then when they say what, that's when you do the motion. You can say, peacocks are not a conspiracy! 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 And once you get that down, you're good. You probably want to practice right now, just wherever you are, if you're listening, you know. Wherever you happen to be listening, just put your hand under your armpit, you know, or maybe a little lower, and swing it back and forth. Do it with both arms, and yell loudly, peacocks are not a conspiracy, over and over. And what you need to do is do not stop saying this. This is very important. Do not stop saying it over and over until they physically stop you. And if they just leave, then awesome! You get to say it like forever! You're gonna be saying peacocks are not a conspiracy for like the rest of your life. Isn't that awesome? Presumably someone else will physically stop you. Like maybe once you get home or something. And then you have to stop. But, you know. You know, don't start again after they stopped you. Unless, of course, they ask how long the episodes are and then say what. Then start again, you know? So, that's the official policy on what to do if someone says what in reply to you answering how long a Jean-Luc walking episode is. So now that you're all prepared, we're all good. Thank you very much, and this episode's not ending. I just wanted to pretend like it was, because it felt like a good place to end it, but I don't actually want to end it. So yeah. Maybe I'll go on a swing again. They're like frozen over, oh my gosh. Yeah, they actually have a layer of ice on them. And I'm worried that if I sit on them, the ice will get on my pants and then my pants will become warm and melt, and then I'll have wet pants. And that would be annoying. You know? Be just annoying. Maybe I should bring a towel. You know? They're all frozen. Dang. Dang, bruh. Even the chains are frozen. Rusty chains. My glove's getting stuck to it. But, you know. I wonder if I should get one of those, I don't actually know what it's called. Shoot. Whatever microphone that's, like, usually attaches to a shirt or something. And then I could just put my phone in my pocket. And look even more crazy as I'm just talking into air. But then you wouldn't have the noises of me fiddling around with my phone, so that'd be cool. You know? Plus, you can, I'm drawing a plus sign in the air, I promise. Probably can't see it. But, yeah. And now, I would like to take a little bit of time off for our sponsor. Our sponsor today is generic candy name here. And phones being dropped on the table. Generic candy name here is a delicious kind of candy. It candies your candy while you candy candy. So when you candy your candy, the candy 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 candy. The candy cannot candy, but it can candy. And it can D. So, when you're candy, 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 generic name candy, for only $9.99, $99.99. Buy now for only 5 months and get 3 months off for only 7 months. Mmm. Delicious. I just had some candy in my pocket, so I wanted to eat it, so, I want to see how it turns out. It sounded impressive, but now again, everything sounds impressive when I hear it myself doing it first time, you know? I can tell. This is going to be very interesting to listen to me eating a candy. Oh, sorry. So I will spare you listening to the second one. Okay, here we go. All right, well, I have eaten my candy. My generic candy name here. For only $9.99. Okay, I'll shut up now. But, yeah. You know, oh, yeah. Seems that absolutely everything is covered in a thin layer of frozen water. Also known as ice. Like, you heard me put the phone down on the table, right? The little spot where I put the phone down has a tiny bit of melted ice. It's like a tiny bit melted. I don't know. It's like my phone didn't really get wet that I can tell. And yet there's a spot there. Presumably because my phone is... because my phone is warm. Oh, I'm only on 25% battery. I should have charged before I did this. God damn it. Well, let's hope I don't run out because that would suck. Suck. You know? I'm running out of shit to talk about. when I run out of shit to talk about, I stop talking while I'm walking. And when I stop talking while I'm walking, I stop walking. This is a bad thing. I need shit to talk about. I don't think that really counts as talking, you know? It's, I mean, should I talk about, like, technology stuff? But then there'd be a whole bunch of people who had no idea what I'm talking about. Although, still, there's, like, a bunch of people, certainly a larger portion, that would know what I'm talking about. But some that wouldn't, and they'd just be confused, and it'd be weird to try and explain everything, you know? Like, it's interesting, because I actually have to do this for my job, like, a lot, well, not a lot, but, like, I will often have to explain to my boss, who is non-technical, what I am doing, what certain thing means, what XYZ is happening in non-technical terms. And sometimes it can take me quite a bit of trial and error to get across to him. And sometimes I'm not even sure if it worked. Like, he'll say okay, but then repeat some other thing that's sort of tangentially related and sort of what I meant, but not, but it's all this sorts of weird stuff. And I'm like, well, eh. And eventually, at some point, I just sort of give up. It's like, fine, yes, that's what I meant. That's close enough. You know? But, basically what I'm saying is I wouldn't really want to do that on a podcast. Just because of effort. But then again, maybe I need... Well, the other thing is, I have no way to gauge how well I'm doing it. Like, when I'm with my boss, I get instant feedback as to whether or not I've said enough for it to make sense. Whereas, if I try to do it on here, then I get either one day delay feedback, well, maybe a few hours, depending on how I do this, all the way down to getting no feedback at all if, like, no one cares to mention it, you know? Which, you know, could mean they understood it and found it not noteworthy and just part of the barrage, or it could mean that they didn't understand it and so skipped past it. There's no way to tell, you know? It's like, God. You know? The weird scenarios run through my head sometimes. I don't know if it's some, like, biological thing that, like, creatures who consider worst-case weird scenarios are more likely to survive when those weird scenarios come up. But, like, just now, I was thinking about, oh, what if I happen to be recording in a big city and then get mugged while I'm recording? Man, wouldn't it be weird? I would probably drop the phone, and then it would record all of the being mugged. And then I could pick up my phone and run home and upload it, and everybody would be super crazy, like, oh my gosh, you got mugged. And I could send it to the police and be like, I got mugged. And they'd be like, oh gosh, you got mugged. And then a video of it comes out, and turns out they just, like, got a thing a mug, as in like the glass, and just hit me with it. And I don't want any of your money. I just like hitting people. Put your money back in your wallet. Still kind of illegal, but you know, mildly amusing as well. Would the police believe me? Yeah, he told me to put my money back in my wallet when I was trying to give him money. No, really, no. Don't hang up. Where did that word even come from? Like, how did mugged come to mean having money stolen, you know? How did it come to mean being mugged? Like, it doesn't make sense. How? It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense, bro. It don't make no sense. See, this is what happens when I have nothing to talk about. This is what you get for something. Gosh, let me remember to take my inhaler. Or to take a puff from my inhaler. Because I'm allergic to everything. And everything's allergic to me. I'm allergic to everything. And everything's allergic to me. Boom. That could totally be a song. Especially because it doesn't make any sense. So it's like even better song-ness, you know? It's like, I'm pretty sure songs are required to just not make sense. I don't know, is that like in the song rule book? Must not make sense. Well, maybe I do take a talk to... Maybe I do talk about technology stuff, because I got nothing better to do. Besides... ing, you know? Oh, person just came out and the door closed or something. So, you know, I honestly have no idea how loud I am. No idea how loud I am. Like, it could be that, like, no one can hear me unless they're within, like, 10 feet. Or it could be that, like, the whole street can hear me and are like, what the fuck is that guy doing? Why is he yelling? Constantly. No, that's not quite constantly. It's just like, it's going on. Constantly is like a thing happening over and over and over again. But consistent? No. Incessant? It's like, it just keeps going. What's the word for that? I don't know. But yeah, if I was to talk about technology, maybe I'd try and explain things. And, you know, screw whatever I was talking about not working or whatever. Nah, you know what? Screw that. Because, these things need explaining. These things need explaining, okay? So, yeah, I plan on explaining them. And, SSL. So, when you look at your address bar for a website, It has HTTPS in front of it. That's SSL. Also called TLS. TLS is supposed to be the new name, but plenty of people still call it SSL. And HTTP is Hypertext Transport Protocol, because there's text, right, and that's boring. But then there's hypertext, which is like text but with bold and italics and links and all that fun stuff. So, hypertext is the web page, and Hypertext Transport Protocol is the thing that dictates how to transmit that over a network. Ain't that just great? Ain't that just great? Ain't that just great? And so HTTPS is just Hypertext Transport Protocol secure. It doesn't quite, like, it sort of sounds like it works, but sort of, you know, it's just sort of appended on there afterwards. But, basically, SSL can be used for anything. So SSL stands for Secure Socket Layer. And the reason it's called a layer is because you can sort of sandwich it between two things. So, oh gosh, there's a lot I have to explain. Sort of building a dependency tree of what I need to explain for this to make sense, for this to make sense, for this to make sense. But, internet in general, like, has multiple layers. So at the very base layer, I don't know what the layers are called. They have names, and there's a certain number of them or whatever, but I can't remember that stuff. Basically the Ethernet layer. So it's one layer above just the raw electronic signals that go over a wire when you're using internet of any sort. So, and this also happens for a wireless internet. But, it has basic stuff. Pretty much just where it's, you know, you send out this data. Really, you just power each little cable on and off, on and off, on and on, off, on, to make data. And so, whatever is at the other end can read that data and act on it. And so at that level, you have basically a from address and a to address. So the from address is, if you've ever seen your MAC address for your computer, it'd be like AE:00:1F:whatever. And there's six pairs. Is it six? I thought it was, it might be eight. I don't actually know. But, both the from and to address are MAC address. The from address is your own MAC address, and then the to address is whoever you want to send it to. There's also a special one. I think if you just make it all zero, you know, 00:00, whatever, that might be, actually, it might be different. I'm not sure. But there's a special address that it's called broadcast, which basically means send this to absolutely everybody. So, but the thing is, I don't know if you've noticed, but this doesn't quite seem like it would work, because this is only one thing to one thing, you know? It's just a cable, sort of. How are you going to connect multiple computers together? There's actually multiple ways to do this. But the most common one today that, you know, sort of by trial and error, people figured out worked the best is what's called a switch. It's a physical device that has multiple ports on it. And so you can plug in multiple devices, and it will receive on one port and then figure out where that thing that was sent is supposed to go, and then send it to the other port, other correct port. See, I have no idea if this is making any sense, but, you know, whatever. And, so that's the lowest layer. But see, the thing is, that doesn't scale. So, you could, if you really wanted, just have it so that, you know, how do I put it? When you want to connect to your friend's PC, you get him to give you your Mac, his Mac address, and then you type that in, and that's how you connect, right? Thing is, okay, I sort of skimped over something. Packets. So each piece with all the data that's going over is separated into pieces. You can sort of imagine it like a shipping package, you know? A self-contained piece with a to and a from. And that way, that can be rerouted if need be. Or it can be transported by itself, and if you get one at a time sort of thing. So, to and a from address, and then the data inside. The data can be whatever. It can be of various lengths, up to a maximum that I actually can't remember. So, the reason this doesn't scale is that I skimmed over another piece when I was talking about the switches, in that when you first plug something in, the switch can't know what the MAC address of the thing you just plugged in is. And so if it has something for your MAC address, it doesn't know which port to send it to. So what it has to do is just send it to them all. And then it's constantly monitoring the port and seeing all the packets that come into that port and recording what the from address is on each one. And that way, that's how it knows which MAC address goes to which port. But it gets even better. Because what you often want to do is connect multiple switches together. And so what it actually does is it records many MAC addresses per port. It says 0015VA is this port, and then both 10532 and 3598AB are on this port. I'm just making up numbers in case you can't tell. They're not even long enough. And it just remembers that, and next time it gets a packet to one of those addresses, it knows exactly where to send it to. Because if it sends it to all of them, then all of them have more data to deal with. You know, they just sort of have to throw it away. Oh, sorry. I probably made a loud noise there. But the reason this doesn't work is when you're on a really big scale, like, you know, 4 billion devices on the internet, or probably more, this breaks down because there's just too many addresses to remember for each port. And it doesn't support... Weird things happen when there's multiple paths to a person. So... But this is how the internet works. This is Like, if you're connecting to Bobby through Johnny, and then Johnny goes down, not only can you not can't connect to Johnny anymore, but you can't connect to Bobby anymore. So really what you want to do is, if you can't connect to Bobby directly, then you want to connect to at least two people who are connected to Bobby. And that way, if one of them goes down, if their computer dies or router dies or whatever, then you still have a connection to Bobby. And as we all know, keeping a connection to Bobby is a very important thing. But, so with MAC addresses, this just breaks down. It just doesn't work. It only really works on local networks. Small networks that are, like, all in the same area, you know. Stuff usually where all the computers are in the same building. That's where it works decently well. And that's where it's still used. So the layer above that is called IP. Very interestingly named Internet Protocol. You know, kind of just obvious name, but and that introduces the ideas of IP address. And no, I'm not saying that address is coming out of my urethra. That's just IP is in the letters I and the letter P for Internet Protocol address. Oh, that was probably really loud. Let's see who posted what when. Oh yeah, that's cool. Interesting. So that was actually a person emailing me about the podcast I just recorded today. Cause I'm crazy. But you know. That's like the actual podcast, Toll Podcast. What do you think of the name, by the way? Like, I had no idea if people would just think it was stupid, or if they liked it, or if they got confused by the spelling, or any of this sorts of stuff, you know? So I am curious. Quite curious. But sounds like bada, but it's but they're sort of the same thing, you know? I don't know. What should I go to next? Actually getting kind of bored of the places I'm walking to, just because it's the same places over and over again, you know? I'm going to actually take a different route this time. I think I'm going to do that. Just, that direction instead of that direction. And it'll be something different. Something different. 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 Oh yeah, I was explaining Internet Protocol. Anyway, so Internet Protocol, again, it's a layer above Ethernet. I believe it's called Ethernet Protocol, which is with MAC addresses and a block of data. And so what this means is that TCP, which has to address from address, and some other stuff followed by the data, all of that is within the data piece of the Ethernet protocol. So things that are just Ethernet don't care about the data. But then things that are Ethernet and IP will then read the Ethernet packet, get the data, and then pass that on to the thing that then reads the IP data and the IP headers. It's called a header because it comes at the beginning. It heads it, you know. So now basically you have a box within a box. Except it's all metaphorical, I guess. Because there's no actual boxes here. It's just bits. Bits and bytes, which are sort of this. But it doesn't really make sense to say bits and bytes, because a byte is 8 bits. It's like a, it's a measurement. So, it doesn't really make sense to say bits and bytes. It's sort of like saying, you know, liters and milliliters, you know? Grams and kilograms. But, it's all just bytes. But anyway, TCP has from address a to address, a port. So this, the port solves the problem of when you're connecting to someone and you want to connect two things, then you now have to try and distinguish which thing was meant, which packet was meant for what. So, you know, maybe you want to communicate voice chat and you want to send a file. And now a packet comes in with you as the two, your MAC address. Now you have to try and figure out, was this part of the file or was this part of the voice chat? And so with a port, things are assigned to ports. So like IRC is port 6669, I believe. I think it has... IRC is an interesting history, which I'll probably talk about in a later one. Or maybe today. Who knows? Who knows on the John Luke walking? Anything could happen. But, yeah, if I don't do it on this one, remind me so I actually do it. And basically, there's also this certain model of one computer is designated as the server, and one computer is designated as the client. And actually, I think I'm getting things mixed up, and I'm ahead of myself, and this is bullshit. So ignore what I just said about servers and clients. Well, I don't know. Basically, on top of TCP, as in the data inside TCP, sorry, the data inside IP, Internet Protocol, is TCP, Transport Control Protocol. So if you ever hear TCP/IP, that's what they're talking about. And the reason you say that is because it was just one of many protocols which were being used in different places back when the internet was sort of starting out. So IP determines IP address and a port. And the important thing about the IP address is that the number assigned as your IP address is not random. Whereas a MAC address is basically random. They're sort of allocated, so that you're guaranteed that two devices will have different MAC addresses. But with IP address, you assign each group of computers what's called a subnet. So basically a subnet, all that means is that they have the same piece at the beginning. So an example IP address might be 29.54.83.22. And I'm not going to remember what that was, but there's sort of three separate numbers. Four separate numbers, sorry. which all go between 0 and 255. But the first number can't be 0 for various reasons. Other than that, pretty... I can't remember. There can be some zeros. I think the first and last can't be 0, now that I think about it. Or I've just never seen it. The middle two can be 0. And so basically, when you have subnets, now instead of having to remember back in the switch, it had to remember for each address which port it corresponded to. Well, now instead, it just looks at the first three numbers, or in some cases the first two, in some cases the first number by itself, and says, oh, it starts with this, therefore it goes to this port. And now you don't have to remember 255 different addresses. You just have to remember one. And now this has to be input manually, as opposed to being automatic. But it scales much better. It's so much easier to do things. And there's special stuff that I don't actually know about how the actual internet does it with, you know, how do you actually determine where to put the various numbers and subnets and stuff. I don't know. But, and what this also means, by the way, is that you can have subnets within subnets. So you can say, this subnet, all start with 23. And then within that, this subnet within it, all start with 23.51. Stuff like that. And that way you can do stuff. Cool stuff, I promise. And I believe, I can't remember whether this is TCP or IP, but I believe IP, it has a checksum. And what a checksum does is, oh gosh. I can tell you, its purpose is to make sure that the data came through all right. So when you're transmitting data with electrical signals, what'll sometimes happen, especially if you're trying to go over long distances, is that one of them will get just slightly messed up. And so when you try to send a 5, they'll actually get a 4. And when you're doing computerized stuff, this can be bad. It can be very bad, you know? Just trust me on this. And a checksum, a very basic checksum, just adds all the numbers together. So data is just a series of bytes, which are basically just numbers, and it adds them all together. Modulo, I want to ask you, but you know, you can't answer until I like post this. Just gonna assume you don't know what modulo is. Modulo is a mathematical function. Basically just remainder. That's the best way to describe it. So, you know, when you're doing division, instead of doing division, you take the remainder. So, (clears throat) 16 modulo 5 is 1. Because when you do 5, or when you do 16 divided by 5, you get 3, remainder 1, if you're doing integer division. And so it adds them all up, but it adds them modulo some big number. Because if it added all the bytes up, then it would be a really big number. And that would be bad, especially because it would be of a variable length. And so, I believe this is the checksum, actually. I'm not sure. The algorithm that is used. And so, then both sides do this algorithm to the data. And the side sending it computes it and puts that data in the right field. Puts the checksum as part of the header. And then the side receiving it computes the checksum. And then compares the one it computed to the one that was sent. And if they're the same, awesome. We're all good. Looks good. If it's different, sorry. If the data is different, then it's like, oh, something bad happened. Just discard it. And that's the thing about IP, is that anything can be discarded at any point without really any warning. Sometimes it's called dropping packets. Just, you get it and just drop, do nothing with it. And whatever you do on top of it, whatever application is using IP is supposed to resend packets if it thinks the other side didn't receive them. So this is where TCP comes in. TCP has a few standard messages along with transport protocol. For example, TCP has a concept of connections, whereas IP doesn't. It just sends packets to IP addresses, and sometimes doesn't. Whereas TCP, there's what's called a handshake, where you send messages back and forth to establish a connection. And what this means is that you now know that they're communicating with you. You're not just sort of yelling at them and hoping they respond. Oh, shoot. There's something else it does. There's some special number that gets sent as well. But it's a three-way handshake. So, battery is low. 14% remaining. Oh, jeez. I should probably turn notifications off. You know. I'm sure it'll be fine, right? Right? Sure. We'll be fine. Come on, go back to the thing. Okay. So anyway, it's a three-way handshake for establishing a connection. And what happens is, first, you, the TCP has client and server. So you, the client, who wants to connect to a server, you send a SYN, S-Y-N, and I can't remember what that stands for. I think it's short for something. Can't remember. You send a SYN, and you have some special number in it, which I can't remember what it does. And then the server receives that SYN. It decides whether or not to accept your connection. And if it does accept your connection, that sends you back a packet called ACK, which I remember that one. ACK is short for acknowledge. I acknowledge that I received your packet. And then it could send two packets, but pretty much all the time it's combined in one packet. The server then sends its own SYN packet to you, which you then send a single acknowledge back. So that's the three ways here. One, SYN from client to server. SYN ACK from server to client. ACK from client to server. You can find all sorts of diagrams of this online if you just search a TCP handshake. But what TCP also does is it uses ACK in normal usage as well, even when it's not connecting. Basically, the server sends a packet, and then when you get it, you reply with ACK to say, yes, I've received your packet. And that way, if a packet gets dropped along the way, somebody notices. So the server sends a packet of data, you know, it's voice data, to person say, because it's not very much data, because it's, you know, very small packets. But, you know, if it was a voice chat, it would probably be like half of an H or something. So, it sends the huh, and, but then it waits a little bit, and this is variable, configurable, depends on all sorts of circumstances on how long it waits, but after a certain amount of time, it'll send another one. If it doesn't receive an acknowledge from you. And this happens both ways. And that way, if anything ever gets dropped, it makes sure to get sent again. And each packet has an identifier. So it's basically just a number. Maybe that... Man, I sound so knowledgeable. Maybe that's what it was. I can't remember. Maybe that's the magic number I was forgetting about just a little bit ago. Ooh, that was a bus. Extra loud. Yay! But, each packet in TCP has a packet identifier. And that way, when you get two of the same packet, so what can happen is that they send the packet to you, and you receive it successfully, and then you send back an ACK, and then the ACK gets dropped. So now you're fine. You're like, okay, I got the packet, sent an ACK, we're all good. But then the server is like, oh man, I didn't get an ACK. Better send the packet again. And that way, when you get another packet, you know that it's the same packet and not the same data twice. You know, if someone sent you the same message, then you'd want to know the difference between them sending the same message and a packet getting dropped. So that's how that works. Also, what it does is it protects against getting things out of order. So one thing that will sometimes happen is that you'll send packet 1, 2, 3, and they'll receive it 2, 3, 1. And so with TCP, there's identifiers so that you know you can sort of see a gap. Oh, I received packet number 33 and I received packet number 35. So therefore, I know I'm supposed to get a packet number 34. And this can also happen for all sorts of reasons. Packets coming in out of order. So, TCP protects against both of those. So that's another layer on top. So now we have TCP, IP, and Ethernet. And then, another thing TCP does is, from an application point of view that's using TCP, It doesn't have to worry about any of the details. It just says, send this data. And TCP's library takes care of it. And so, to the application, it's just a continuous stream of data in and out. It doesn't need to worry about anything else. And TCP breaks things apart into manageable pieces and puts them back together when needed. In both directions. So, SSL, hey, we finally came back to that. Can you believe it? SSL and or TLS, they're the same thing, go on top of TCP. So basically, it sandwiches in the middle, because an application can use SSL as if it was using TCP. It's transparent, might as well be the same, as long as both the client and server are using it. But what SSL does is make sure, well, okay, but what I said was is not completely true. The client and server have to, the application has to do a little bit more to do SSL, but not very much. Once the connection's established and everything, then it's all good. So what SSL does is it makes sure things are secure. So what happens a lot, it can especially happen with Wi-Fi, is where there's someone in the middle, man in the middle, because that means, I didn't make up the name, don't blame me. Basically, someone intercepts your signal, intercepts your connection, or maybe they're your ISP. They're an evil ISP who was already in the middle, but now they're evil. So what they can do is they can modify the packets. Because sure, there's a checksum, but they can modify the checksum too to be correct. That's easy. They just recompute it and put in the right value. A checksum only prevents against honest mistake, basically. It doesn't prevent against someone malicious doing it on purpose. So now, you send your message, oh, hi, Bob, and your ISP goes ahead and changes it for you to, I hate you, Bob. Now Bob's all mad at you. You're like, what? I just said hi. What do you mean? But, so what SSL does, oh man, there's lots to talk about. It makes it secure. The reason I'm saying is because there's a lot to explain as to how exactly it makes things secure. So, there's this thing called public-private key cryptography. And what this is, it's a special kind of cryptography. In most things, you know, when you think of codes and stuff, there's an encryption key, you know, a secret password that you can encrypt whatever data with, and then you give that password to the person, and then they can decrypt the data. And this works sometimes, but not all the time. And in our case, when you're just connecting to a server, well, the person in the middle, you have to send this password to the server. But the person's still in the middle when you're sending this password to the server. So now they have the password too, and they can still decrypt everything just as the server can. For this thing to work, you have to have some external method of communication that you know isn't being spied on. Oh yeah, I kind of skimmed over that. Man in the middle sometimes only has ability to read. So sometimes they're not quite in the middle, but especially with Wi-Fi, they can see the data that's going. They can't change it, but they can see it. This is actually with Wi-Fi, you can sometimes change it as well, but that's a whole nother thing. And so sometimes even this by itself is bad because, you know, if the person monitoring is a conservative mother, and you're talking about, oh, I have this imaginary friend in my head, then, you know, it might be bad. But it doesn't usually happen. But who knows? So, if you're doing this, send a encryption key and whatever. Again, they can just read the encryption key as well. It seems like anything the server can read, anything the server could read, the attacker could too. The evil person that wants to read your data. But that's not true. There's some magic. It's not magic, it's math, but it's hard to explain. Called public-private key cryptography. And the basic overview of how this works is that when you want to start, you generate a public key and a private key, and they're linked. And where the magic comes in is that the server, with its public key and private key, can then send the public key to the client. And the client can encrypt something with the public key in such a way that it can only be decrypted, can only be read with the private key. Again, magic. Complicated math. But it works. So there's no longer a shared secret. You don't have to send them anything. If the attacker reads the private key, or sorry, if the attacker reads the public key as it's going, then it doesn't matter. They still can't decrypt your response back encrypted with the public key. Only the server with the private key, which it has not shared, can decrypt the data. So, using that magic, that awesome, beautiful magic, it can then make sure that your message can't be read. But there's still another problem. And the problem is, if you have a man in the middle who, you know, you can imagine is passing messages back and forth, then when the server sends its public key, the man in the middle can set that aside and instead send their own public key. And when you receive it, you think it's the server's public key, but really it's the man in the middle's public key. So then when you encrypt it using that, the man in the middle receives it, decrypts it using their private key, reads it, and then re-encrypts it with the server's public key and sends it across. And now they've read your data, and you're none the wiser. So, to deal with this, there is a thing called certificate authorities, which I may or may not talk about on the next one, because I kind of have to stop in a shortish amount of time. Shortish amount. But, yeah, tell me how you liked it. Tell me if, me rambling, half kind of explaining in a really bad way, HTTP and TLS, except I didn't really, I only got part way into it. mostly TCP/IP, if any of it made sense or didn't make sense. I'm sure there's some of you who already know this stuff, so if you have any comments and something I missed or something, please comment. And yeah, thank you all very much for listening to a little different episode. And give me stuff to talk about, like, come on. Also, funny fact, this SSL stuff that I'm explaining now was one of the things I explained to my tulpa in the early stages when she still could talk. When she could not talk. Didn't know if you'd hear that. And because, yeah, I had nothing to talk about. But I'm like, oh, hey, I know a bunch about this. So just explain that to my tulpa. And yeah, you know. Anyway, thanks for listening.